Thank you all for coming here today. I'd like to give a brief statement and make some comments on behalf of my client, and then we will take a very limited amount of questions. Today, charges were dropped in their entirety against two juveniles charged with their involvement in the largest wildfire in the history of the state of Tennessee in the last century. My individual, John Doe II, was charged with arson. Today, shortly after 12 noon, the Attorney General, Jimmy Dunn, for the 4th Judicial District, entered an order in the juvenile court for Sevier County dismissing those charges in their entirety. One thing I want to reiterate, even though these charges are dismissed based on the rules of juvenile procedure and the applicable laws in the state of Tennessee, the identity and location of these two juveniles remains confidential. I would ask and caution you all to respect and abide by those provisions of Tennessee law. The reason for the dismissal was twofold. I will say at the outset that this was one of the most complex and comprehensive juvenile prosecutions in the state of Tennessee. It comprised interviews of hundreds of witnesses, thousands of pages of documents, expert reports by a variety of state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies. During this process, our firm's independent investigation revealed that the Chimney Tops 2 fire did not cause the Gatlinburg fires beyond a reasonable doubt. In fact, regardless of whether it could be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, the evidence showed there was no causation between Chimney Tops 2 and the Gatlinburg fires. This is due in large part to a number of superseding intervening causes and causal breaks. These include a lot of information that I'm sure will come out in the next few weeks, but primarily a historic event, and that was the weather and the winds. Those winds created a lot of devastation, and this was a superseding intervening cause and a causal break that our investigation showed, and the prosecution agreed, proved that there was no causation between Chimney Tops 2, my client, John Doe number 2, as it relates to the Gatlinburg fires. Now, additionally, as we were representing and investigating this matter, it also came to our firm's attention that the Sevier County Attorney General's Office did not have legal jurisdiction to pursue a prosecution in the national park. Pursuant to federal law, there is a requirement if there is going to be concurrent state and federal criminal jurisdiction on national park property that a memorandum of agreement must be signed by the Secretary of Interior and the Governor of the State of Tennessee. Significantly, in this case, in 1996, there was a memorandum of agreement executed by the Secretary of the Interior and Governor Sundquist. That memorandum of agreement, which is filed in the Sevier County Register of Deeds office, specifically excludes the Great Smoky Mountains National Park as having a location where local prosecutors, state prosecutors, would have jurisdiction. So at the outset, you know, this prosecution appeared to be an unfortunate rush to judgment. But at the same point, at the end of the day, after reviewing hundreds of documents, a lot of interaction between the defense team and prosecutors, they exercised a great deal of good judgment in agreeing to dismiss this case in its entirety today. Now, having said that, on behalf of John Doe number 2 and his family, myself personally, my law firm, and everyone that has worked on this case, we want everyone to know that our thoughts and prayers are with the victims of the Gatlinburg fire. Our prayers and thoughts go out to anyone that lost a loved one or had a loved one injured, that lost property or had an interruption of business. So in no way, even though I am very pleased that our hard work and our efforts over the past few months has resulted in a dismissal for my young man, who I will tell you, and I wish I could tell you more about him, because he's a very fine young man from a very fine family. But regardless of that, that family and my legal family want to put the families of the Gatlinburg fires first. Now, having said that, we will entertain a few questions.
Is there a chance the U.S. Attorney's Office will pursue more charges federally for these teens in terms of destruction of property and vandalism for the park itself?
Well, again, I don't want to comment on what the U.S. Attorney's Office may or may not do. I will say that based on the memorandum of agreement that we have reviewed very carefully, the U.S. Attorney's Office would have jurisdiction over any criminal offense committed in the park. But you know, then again, if you read the statement by the Sevier County Attorney General's Office, clearly they acknowledge that the winds were a supervening cause, and that it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to prove that the conduct of the juveniles on Chimney Tops resulted in a significant arson.
And you said this was a misfortunate rush to judgment on these two juveniles. Do you feel like that happened because they were trying to divert the responsibility elsewhere in these wildfires and the cause of those?
Absolutely not. I am not in any way imposing any bad motive on anyone involved in this case. In fact, I said, even though it started out as an unfortunate rush to judgment, it ended up as a situation where there was a great deal of good judgment exercised by prosecutors. But again, you know, when you have a fire of this complexity, the largest wildfire in the last century in the state of Tennessee, you have probably one of the most comprehensive juvenile prosecutions in the state of Tennessee. It takes time for the defense, and it takes time for law enforcement, and it takes time for everyone to look through the documents, look at all of the issues, and that's what I would attribute why things have changed since the original press conference announcing the detention of these young men.
There's been some accusations that procedurally it did not go as planned. The time frame to move them to an adult court and their detention time frame ran out on filing paperwork on detention.
First of all, we cannot and will not comment on anything that has occurred in juvenile court. So I want to be very clear with that. Anything that occurred in the juvenile court system is confidential pursuant to Tennessee law, and we'll have no comment on that.
A lot of people in Gatlinburg right now may be frustrated by this decision. Do you have any response to those people?
I disagree. I think people aren't looking for scapegoats. I think they're looking for answers. And I think if this is the beginning of answering questions that need to be answered, and how this fire started, why it couldn't be stopped, et cetera. So when you know, you have over 100 witness statements, you have a team of investigators, you have prosecutors, you have defense lawyers telling you that the conduct of these juveniles didn't cause the Gatlinburg fire, that's the beginning of answers that I think people need to know and deserve to know.
To be clear, Dan, what you're saying is that these boys did not cause that destruction and death. Is that what you're saying?
I want to be very clear, and I want to be very unequivocal, and that is that my client and the other juvenile, based on the proof and the evidence, did not cause the death and devastation in Gatlinburg, period. So one thing I want to be very clear as we leave this press conference, there is no evidence that the conduct of the juveniles caused the death and devastation in Gatlinburg.
And you've been in contact with the kids. I know you can't tell us anything about them, but how are they feeling right now?
I'm not going to comment on John Doe number two. I will tell you that he is a very nice, well-mannered young man, very well-spoken, and his mother is very grateful and very tearful today. But, I mean, imagine, you're a young adolescent, and you are accused of committing one of the most heinous crimes in recent history here in East Tennessee. But they've been very strong throughout this process, and we've informed them that we've been working very hard on his behalf. So it's a very positive day. And again, back to your question, you know, again, it should be viewed as a positive day because this is the beginning of finding out answers. This should help end a lot of the secrecy for documents that were not provided pursuant to Public Records Act request. And I think this will create a more open dialogue as to how the Gatlinburg fires started, why they weren't contained, and how they can be prevented in the future. But again, those are issues for someone else. But as I said a few minutes ago, I want to just strongly reiterate that my young man's family, their thoughts and prayers are sincerely with those people in Gatlinburg that suffered losses. My sincere thoughts and prayers are with those people, and hopefully this will be a step toward finding answers, healing, and closure as this matter progresses.
So this announcement today came just a couple of days after we found out that those paperwork would be revealed to the public, would become public. Is that a coincidence, or is that?
I have no idea what paperwork you're talking about, but I can't answer questions. I can't comment on that. All right. Any last questions?
I'd just like to ask about timing. Do you believe, you said that you feel that the prosecutors practiced good judgment. It's been nearly 8 months since the wildfires. Do you believe that's plenty of time? Do you feel like that's too soon? Some people might feel like this is kind of rubbing salt in the wound, maybe just a little too quickly. What do you think?
Again, the legal process takes time. Investigation takes time. Experts take time. And again, this is one of the most complex juvenile prosecutions in the state of Tennessee. And, you know, to review all of the documents, all of the evidence, all the videos, it takes time, and it takes as much time as required. So I don't think you can quantify justice as we move through this process. It's not something that you can put a time frame on and say it took too long, there was too much delay. What I think you need to look at is the end result. And at the end of the day, you have law enforcement, you have prosecutors, and you have defense lawyers all agreeing that this is the right thing. And at the end of the day, significantly, you have all of that manpower, all of those experts, law enforcement, telling you that two juveniles did not cause the death and destruction in Gatlinburg. So we have answered a big question, but again, it's time to move on. And this chapter of the Gatlinburg fires, fortunately for John Doe number two, is now closed.
At this point, you don't anticipate any lesser charges for these teams, given their conduct in the park itself?
Again, the only thing I can tell you is the U.S. Attorney's Office would have jurisdiction. I can't comment on whether they would or would not decide to pursue any criminal charges. I will tell you this, there can be no state charges filed against John Doe number two. So this matter has been concluded as it relates to Sevier County.
And if there are federal charges, will you be their attorney or John Doe?
I can't comment on that.
Can you elaborate, what would John Doe possibly face state-wise, because the state has no jurisdiction for anything he may or may not have done in the park?
None. That's what I said. I said that there can be no future prosecution of John Doe number two by state authorities. This matter, pursuant to the order dismissing the case that was entered shortly after 12 p.m., completely closes this case and prosecution as it relates to John Doe number two. All right. Again, I want to thank everybody. I want to encourage everybody. I know you're good reporters, and you know, that's one thing I've noticed during the course of this. I probably have said gag order 50 or 100 times when faced with questions and requests for things. But please respect the confidentiality of John Doe number two and his family. This has been very trying for a young man. So you all are news professionals, and I would respectfully request that you respect their privacy and the requirements of Tennessee law. And again, I think we should all say a prayer for those that suffered losses in Gatlinburg. And that concludes this press conference. Thank you.